27 before on Monday morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday, May 13th, right in the middle of this month that's devoted to our Blessed Mother. How do you welcome the Blessed Mother into your life? Emily Jaminet is with us this morning, who is a Catholic author, speaker, and a contributor to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio. With five ways to welcome the Blessed Mother from teens to tots into family life. Emily, good morning and happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning to you. I just love this day that we remember Our Lady of Fatima. We had a big weekend with Mother's Day, and we also had a First Communion on Saturday and a May crowning on Friday. So I had a full weekend.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mother's Day weekend, a First Communion, and a May crowning. In fact, Emily sent us a photo. This is one of your daughters doing the May crowning. It's beautiful. It just
I melted when I saw that. Preschool. And the three-year-old, they had seven Mary statues for seven families. So every family, the little kids got to crown Mary. So what a great idea that was.
And this is in Catholic preschool.
Yep, we have a brand new Catholic preschool in Columbus, Ohio, and run by the Little Sister Servants of the Immaculate Conception. So they are a beautiful order that just has been a great blessing to my life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And on the other side, because Emily's got a big family, the oldest comes home from college today, right?
Yep. He came home on late Thursday night.
Okay.
Came home from Franciscan. And so really we are in a house full of teens to tots. So it's been a lot more laundry. I'm still working through his laundry and getting him settled, and he's actually driving the youngest to preschool right now. So what a gift having him home to help me out.
So this Marian devotion among your seven children is just something that's part of their DNA.
You know, I think as Catholic moms, one of the things we can do as parents is just, it's all about providing little opportunities to incorporate our faith throughout our day. And, you know, the first thing I do is I tell them I am not their perfect mom. I am not claiming to be perfect. I am not perfect. But they do have a heavenly mother always looking out for them. And, you know, as my youngest loves her blankie, she even brought it to church on Sunday morning. She was a little tired after the all the production and events on Saturday. I thought about our Blessed Mother's mantle. You know, that's really what we want, that warm mantle that we go to and that we cover ourselves with, and that we know the Blessed Mother is perfect. And as humans, we can do our best. So always point to the Blessed Mother for that security. And really, she will lead us to Jesus.
Emily Jaminet joining us this morning on the five ways to welcome the Blessed Mother from teens to tots in family life. We're hearing exactly what she's been doing over the last few days. And of course, over the period of time from teens to tots in her life, how did you pray the rosary as a family? And how would you advise families to integrate the rosary into their busy lives if they're not praying it now?
Well, the first thing I would do is say, you know, don't get discouraged with prayer. Family prayer is something that we want to take little baby steps, and ultimately you'll see that you've made leaps and bounds in your personal life. So one of the things I do is I always have the Relevant Radio app on my phone, and when I'm doing a long car ride, I play the Relevant Radio app, and I say either we can pray along with the app or we can play as a family, but incorporating prayer. You know, ending a special moment with the decade of the rosary, saying, okay, kids, let's pray our decade of the rosary. It's the end of the day. And really set some time aside to pray the entire rosary, because each mystery is an opportunity to teach your children about the life of Christ. And what could be a better gift to your grandchildren, to your children? They'll start to see those connections as they go through joys and sorrows and heartaches and see that Jesus, you know, is our greatest gift. So praying the rosary is never, you know, it's never easy, but it's definitely worth it, like all important things in life.
Your oldest is just back from Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, taking the little one to Catholic preschool this morning. How do you talk to him about prayer? Now, he's going to a Catholic school, so prayer is a very big part of it. But as a mom of a teenager, and many moms of teenagers listening now who've gone away to college and have come back, how do you introduce that conversation about prayer and worship?
Well, I think our children know better than even ourselves growing up, is that this is a spiritual battle in which we're in. We're in a culture that is definitely not supportive of life, but yet we get to be the light in that culture. So talking to your children practically about many of the challenges they're going to see, if it's at college, in high school, and giving them the opportunity to talk about this openly and honestly, and then encouraging them to bring that to prayer. You bring it to prayer. And every morning as parents, you know, we need to be covering ourselves in prayer, praying for our children, and having some silent time to reflect so that the Lord can really speak to you on how to parent. But don't be intimidated by talking about prayer. Don't be intimidated to incorporate prayer. You know, beginning with, you know, a lot of times we'll say our blessing and then we'll go into a Hail Mary and our Father. And, you know, it makes for such a nicer meal time, even if we haven't gathered in prayer before our family dinner.
Emily, maybe a thought or two on the less than perfect process in teaching prayer to a family, but realizing that God remembers and blesses the effort.
Yeah, that's really important not to be discouraged. When I had, you know, three kids, three and under, or four kids, five and under, it felt like a circus when we would try to pray. And now I realize that I wish I would have smiled a lot more and not been discouraged by that, especially with bringing your children to Mass or however you're taking those steps to incorporate prayer. So don't be discouraged. Ask for those graces. Begin to take steps and set reminders throughout your home life that you are a Catholic family. A lot of times the home, you know, doesn't reflect our faith life. So one of the things we did is we built a little Marian shrine on the back patio. It was a Mother's Day gift I had a couple years ago, and every year I plant flowers, and I even put some lighting out there. And, you know, if we're gathering for a family dinner, I'll light some candles, put it right in the soil, and it just looks beautiful. And it's a great way for the children to know that, you know, the Blessed Mother is a part of our life, that we incorporate prayer and, you know, really in the joys and the sorrows of life, and that, you know, we need these reminders throughout our home.
Emily, I'm sure that starts some conversations that lead you down the road to evangelization when folks come over, maybe those who have been a little lukewarm in their faith or those who are not Catholic. What are those conversations like when they see that Mary garden?
Well, you know, especially neighbors, they get a little, you know, a lot of times the neighbors pop over and they get a little insight to our Catholic faith. And it's always a great opportunity to share where our hope lies. And I think as Catholic Christians, you know, one of the important things is hospitality, welcome people in. I'll be hosting my class reunion, a pre-party this July after 25 years of my high school years. And, you know, for a lot of people to see, you know, I have changed a lot since my graduation, but yet, you know, there's been so much wonderful fruits from these changes, being open to life, having a large family, living out my Catholic faith, and maintaining these friendships throughout the year. So I'm excited for them to see, you know, my Mary garden as we celebrate our anniversary of graduation, and I'll be having a graduation party in a couple weeks for my son. So, you know, let's not put our reminders away, but really allow them to begin important, fruitful conversation with friends and neighbors.
Emily Jamina joining us this morning on Morning Air, and of course her books, Divine Mercy for Moms and The Friendship Project, published by Ave Maria Press online at thefriendshipprojectbook.com. And today we're talking about ways that you can welcome the Blessed Mother into your family, from teens to tots, into family life. And we've heard the witness from the little one at three who just did May crowning at Catholic preschool, to the oldest who's just back for summer vacation from Franciscan University in Steubenville. And how do you do that in your family? 888-914-9149. How do you welcome the Blessed Mother into your family? Do you have a Mary garden in your house? How do you talk about our Blessed Virgin Mary with your kids, that she is our spiritual mother and just an integral part of their lives? How do you do that in your family? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Also, isn't there a big Marian procession coming up in somewhere in the greater Columbus area that you're going to be a part of?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to this evening. We're going to have a Marian procession beginning at one of our Catholic churches, Holy Family, downtown on East Broad, and it will go all the way to St. Patrick's Church. It will be a 2-mile procession, and our Bishop Brennan, our newly ordained bishop here, will be leading it, and all the first communicants are welcome with, you know, some banners. It will be a vigil at 7 p.m. tonight. And so my, you know, first communicant is so excited to put her dress back on with her veil and to be a part of this procession. So, you know, processions can be, you know, as grand as the one I'm going to tonight, or, you know, right outside your church, finding a Catholic church. I know many churches do processions with the Our Lady of Fatima statue. And, you know, we've even done processions in our very own home, followed by a family May crowning. So you don't need to wait for the greater community to orchestrate that. You can take those baby steps and saying, you know what, we're going to do a barbecue and crown Mary and, you know, follow up with a procession. Whatever you can do to incorporate the Blessed Mother into your life and the stage of your life is going to bear so much wonderful fruit.
That's awesome. For those of you listening on the Relevant Radio app in around Columbus, Ohio, 7 p.m. tonight, right smack in the heart of downtown Columbus on Broad, from Holy Family Church to St. Patrick's, Bishop Brennan leading a 2-mile Marian procession, and all first communicants just come in dress and in suit and be a part of that. Everybody is invited in Central Ohio tonight, starting at 7 o'clock at Holy Family in downtown Columbus. We're sharing ways that you're devoted to the Blessed Mother in your family. Emily Jaminet is giving us 5 ways to welcome the Blessed Mother in your family, from teens to tots. 888-914-9149. How do you do that in your family? What's the Marian devotion in your family? And what have the kids learned that they now carry out with them? Perhaps if they're grown and have families of their own, or even when they take that Marian devotion to college, as Emily's son has done at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio. We'll get to your calls coming up in just a couple of minutes, 15 before now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.